Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Kingdom Power, reading from Mark chapter 9, verse 1. And Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. What do you think about the phrase, kingdom of God come with power? Is that the end of time when Jesus returns? Is it the beginning of the church at Pentecost? Certainly can be and is both, but could Jesus have been talking about the moment at hand with his disciples? This verse could easily be a bridge between Jesus' discussion of the Son of Man coming in power and glory at the end of chapter 8 and Jesus' transfiguration in Mark 9, 2-3. You could say the power show is ramping up. Mark 9 is the beginning of Jesus' final journey to the cross. He has much left to show and to tell his disciples. One of the things he has to show some of them, that is Peter, James, and John, is a spectacular view of his heavenly glory. As this favorite threesome will see Jesus transfigured before their eyes, they will see the glory of the kingdom of God come to earth. Jesus' power overwhelms them. Peter dumbly responds and Jesus' glory is gone. But then Peter and John are the first disciples to see the empty tomb, the power of the kingdom of God demonstrated in Jesus' resurrection. They were key to beginning the church. They saw the power of the kingdom of God in the salvation of thousands of people in the early years of the church. God does show his kingdom power in many life-changing ways. See the power in God's word and in your life, and be ready for the day you will see the kingdom power coming on the clouds. Pause and consider the kingdom power is Jesus' power to save and to judge.